We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. For over 26 years, Hope Builders has empowered Southern California's young adults with mentorship, life skills, and job training that meets the needs of employers. Next weekend, they're hosting a virtual event called 10 Days to Building a Pathway of Prosperity, featuring exclusive stories and inspiring lessons from celebrities and local business leaders. Here to tell us more is Shauna Smith, Executive Director of Hope Builders. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Vicki, for having me today.
Start by telling us about Hope Builders. How did it get started?
So Hope Builders was really a response to a need in the Southern California community for young adults who were really caught in the cycle of poverty. They weren't necessarily finishing high school and struggling to enter the workforce in a really meaningful way. And, you know, our founders, a group of Catholic nuns, realized this was a gap that needed to be filled and brought the community together to really help these young people emerge into adulthood successfully so that they could thrive as adults.
And how exactly does Hope Builders go about doing that?
So we really work aggressively to outreach to young people in the community who are out of school and out of work and face barriers, largely because they really are growing up in very impoverished communities. And so they may not have the mentors or the opportunities that some other young people might have to gain skills, education that help them connect to careers that provide good wages and allow them to support themselves and thrive. So we offer multiple job training programs that are focused on careers that offer great mobility in construction, healthcare, and IT.
And how many young adults are served each year by Hope Builders?
So each year, Hope Builders works with about 300 young adults through our training programs. But then more importantly, we see that we not only serve youth, but we serve the employer community. So in addition to the training, we also have placement services that we offer employers, giving them access to this skilled and vetted talent pool that we develop.
And how many young adults total would you say have kickstarted their careers with the help of Hope Builders?
Well, over the last 26 years, we've served more than 6,000 young people and helped them transform their lives through good jobs.
And what has the response from employers been like?
It's been incredible, especially during this time where there's a real demand in the workforce for people with skills. So we have developed wonderful relationships with employers who see us as a really important partner to their talent needs. You know, we are spending 3 to 4 months with each individual preparing them to enter the workforce, ensuring that they're skilled and reliable, and really doing some vetting that an employer wouldn't benefit from just hiring from an ad or off the internet. So over 60% of our employers are actually repeat employers. And that's really meaningful to us. That means that we're meeting their needs.
And how long does someone stay with an employer after they have started with them because of Hope Builders?
We have a really great retention rate at Hope Builders for our young people. Over 92% of youth will stay with the employer that they have for a minimum of 6 months, and we provide support to ensure that they stay well past that.
And is there a specific story of someone who has gone through the Hope Builders program and really succeeded in their career because of it?
Oh, there are so many. I've been with the organization over 20 years myself, and we have actually, you know, young people who started our program in the early days who now have children who graduated from college and are working in the workforce. But one that particularly comes to mind is a young man by the name of Jesus, who was in our construction training program. He was really, you know, a young punk. That's how I would describe him. Sort of wandering aimlessly, getting into trouble, but not serious trouble, but clearly with no kind of direction in his life. And, you know, took the opportunity to gain some skills. We were able to place him with a construction employer. And a couple years ago, he stopped by my office. I hadn't seen him in about 10 years. He was dressed very professionally in a, you know, collared shirt and tie, and he had a sweater vest. And he proceeded to tell me that he had gotten married, had a couple of kids, and that now he was helping manage 12 different fast food franchises for an owner.
Wow.
And he was doing all the hiring. He was taking care of all the maintenance at these franchise locations. And he told me, you know, one of the most important things I do in my job is hiring, and I remember what Hope Builders taught me, that everybody deserves an opportunity. And so he was really paying it forward and providing other opportunities for people.
Tell us about the 10 Days to Building a Pathway of Prosperity event, which kicks off next weekend.
So each year we host a big fundraising event. It generates about 20% of the revenue we need to offer our programs and to serve, you know, the 300 or plus young people we do each year. This year, I'm really excited to be hosting a speaker series. We have a number of sponsors who set forward and helped us bring these dynamic, you know, well-known national figures: Glenn Stern of Kind Lending, Joe Chiano of Massimo, Dominique Dawes, a former Olympic gold medalist, and I'm happy to share today we actually just confirmed that Daryl Strawberry will also be joining us as a speaker. And they're going to be sharing their stories in a one-hour format of, you know, overcoming obstacles, unlocking barriers to success, and achieving greatness. And they're going to be paired with one of our young people who've done the same in their own lives through their participation in Hope Builders. So I'm really excited to have this opportunity to bring these speakers to the Southern California community and to give people the opportunity to hear how young people are taking the opportunity they have at Hope Builders and transforming their lives.
And this is a virtual event, so anyone can attend.
Absolutely. It's a virtual event. It's absolutely free. People can come and attend, learn more about Hope Builders, hear an inspiring story, and enjoy that in an hour format.
Will the presentations be available afterward, or does someone need to watch them as they're happening live?
We really encourage people to attend them live. We will have them available for a couple of days following the event, but really hope people will join us live and be able to participate in the question and answer sessions that will be happening with our speakers.
When does this take place?
It begins on August 28th and will conclude on Labor Day, September 6th. You know, a really important day for us at Hope Builders, as our focus is really to strengthen the local workforce and the talent heading to employers.
And how does someone sign up for this event?
So you can go to our website and register easily online, and that is tsjhopebuilders.org/fundraiser.
And is it too late for someone to sponsor this event?
Absolutely not. So we welcome anyone who might be interested in helping Hope Builders support this work and support young people in transforming their lives and breaking the cycle of poverty. You will have the opportunity at each of these events to be a sponsor, or again, you can go to the same website, tsjhopebuilders.org/fundraiser, and become a sponsor today.
And how else can the community help support Hope Builders?
Well, we're always looking for great employers who want to offer employment opportunities to our trained and vetted young people who are ready to enter the workforce so they can participate as employers. They can also participate as coaches and mentors. We do a lot of workforce readiness preparation, so interviewing skills and resume writing, or even just having people come and share their technical knowledge in any of the industries we work in: construction, healthcare, and IT.
I've been speaking with Shauna Smith, Executive Director of Hope Builders, which empowers Southern California's young adults with mentorship, life skills, and job training. Is there anything else you want us to know?
There's so much going on in our world today that's worrisome and cause for concern, but Hope Builders really offers an opportunity for people to connect to something good that's happening in our community. It's an opportunity to make a difference. And so I hope people will feel welcome and take this opportunity and invitation to learn more about how they can be involved in changing the life of a young person and helping them emerge into an adulthood in an empowered way.
And give us your website one more time, please.
Our website is tsjhopebuilders.org. And if you want to specifically go to the fundraiser, you can add a /fundraiser to that.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and I hope you have a very successful event.
Thank you, Vicki. I really appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for sharing this with the community.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.